Lesson 19. The Thousand-Year Battle. What can a small country do if more than a quarter of its land lies below sea level, threatened continuously by inundation? How can it wrest control of the land from the sea so it can be used productively? For over 1,000 years, the people of Holland have worked indefatigably to accomplish this task by building a system of dikes, great walls of earth and rock, as a bulwark against the sea. In 1953, however, a freak combination of unusually high tides and hurricane-force winds along the southwestern coast caused this system to break down. Unable to withstand the storm's onslaught, many dikes gave way, allowing the sea to pour through. It engulfed the land, flooding 450,000 acres, killing 1,800 people, and driving thousands more from their homes. The Dutch responded to this renewed challenge from the sea with the Delta Project, a plan to build a complex system of greatly strengthened dikes and dams, whose most innovative feature was a gigantic barrier designed to seal off Holland's southern coast, the area most susceptible to flooding. Begun shortly after the 1953 disaster, the $5 billion Delta Project took over 30 years to build and was opened officially on October 4, 1986, by Queen Beatrix. To the Dutch people, the Delta Project seemed like the culmination of their thousand-year battle against the forces of nature. Having constructed an impregnable barrier against the sea, they could now declare victory. But within a very few years, they realized that their reclaiming and use of the land had created other problems. As far back as the 15th century, the Dutch had relied on pumps to remove water from the ground. The picturesque windmills, so often associated with the Dutch landscape, provided the power to operate these pumps. Modern technology provides more efficient methods, which the Dutch have used. The removal of groundwater, however, has lowered farther the level of the land, making it vulnerable again to flooding. Simultaneously, another factor that has been noted worldwide in recent years is an elevation in sea level. This phenomenon is a result of what is known as the greenhouse effect. Many scientists believe that carbon dioxide and other gases trapped in the upper layers of the atmosphere act like the glass in a greenhouse, permitting heat from the sun to pass through, but preventing it from escaping. The result, these scientists believe, is global warming, which could melt polar ice, causing the sea level to rise 2 feet over the next 200 years. The Dutch face other problems because of their intensive farming methods. They relied heavily on chemical fertilizers, which have played havoc with the environment to such an extent that the stork, Holland's national symbol, has almost disappeared. In addition, the European community, to which Holland belongs, faced with a glut of agricultural products, has stipulated that its members take 15% of farmland out of production. As a result of these pressures, the Dutch have arrived at a decision that once would have been completely unthinkable. Realizing that it was no longer feasible to continue such an extensive and unrelenting fight against nature, they have devised a plan that allows 1/10 of their farmland to revert to its natural state. Land once 20 feet below sea level that has been cultivated for 100 years will again be underwater.